Shkalim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, 8:1. You'll recall in the seventh Perek, we started talking about decision-making under uncertainty. How do we deal with various halachic phenomena that we discover and what halachic status do we ascribe to them? Here in our Mishnah, we're going to talk about if you find some spit or phlegm on the ground. Now, the normal rule is that we assume any spit or phlegm on the ground is tamei. It could come from a zav or a zava, for example. And more than that, every non-Jew is assumed to be a zav or a zava, midirabanan, I shouldn't say assumed. It has a din derabanan of being a zav or a zava. And when it comes to the zav, as well as the zava, the nida, and the oledes, so they're what's called ma'ayanos, the liquids that well up inside of them and they spit out, or they can one way or another get out of them. Like, for example, phlegm. So those things are called ma'ayanos, they're fluids, and they convey tumah. Actually, a severe term of tumah, as an ava tumah, they convey tumah even by if you move them, if you touch them indirectly, so then you already become tummy. So, normally when it comes to phlegm you find on the ground, you have to assume the worst, that it's tummy. The question is, what about in Yerushalayim? In Yerushalayim, people tend to be more tahor because they are coming to Yerushalayim in large part because they're doing various temple-related activities, all of which require tahara. So our mission here says, notwithstanding the fact that if you find elsewhere in the Jewish world and certainly in the non-Jewish world, phlegm on the ground, you have to assume it's tameh. But kol harukin and imtzam biYerushalayim, if you find phlegm on the floor in Jerusalem, tahorin, you can assume it's tahor. Chutz mishel shuke elyon, with the exception of the upper marketplace in Jerusalem, because many tameh people were found there, both non-Jews, like for example, non-Jewish laundromats and stuff like that, as well as zavim and zavos, who knew that's where the tameh people hung out, would also do their business up there in the upper marketplace. So therefore, the shuke elyon is tameh, most majority, but Yerushalayim, most people are tahor, and that's what you can assume, says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi doesn't differentiate between the upper shuk and the rest of Jerusalem. He says it just depends on what's going on, what time of year. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bishar Yemos Hashana, on a regular day of the calendar year, Shebeemtza, if you find saliva in the middle of the road, then Temeyin, Ushebet Stadin Tahorin. If you find it on the side of the road, then it will be tahor. What's the difference? So, if I ask the question, do most people walk on the middle of the road or the side of the road? You probably will say most people walk on the side of the road. That's because you're thinking of the year, 21st century, and you have cars in the middle of the road. But in the time of the mission, there were no cars in the middle of the road, and people walked in the middle of the road. And therefore, the sides of the road were reserved for the, I'll call them the deviant people. And that being the case, normal people walked in the middle, most people were tahor, and therefore the spit in the middle of the road is assumed to be And during the regular course of the year, most people are tamei, and therefore, in the middle of the year, you have to assume that any saliva you find in the middle of the road is going to be tamei. But the tahor people who want to avoid the crowd, because they want to stay tahor and not bump into people who are tamei, they'll walk on the side. So therefore, any saliva you find on the ground on the side of the road during the regular course of the year will be tahor. However, ubashasa regel, when it's the pilgrimage festivals, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, so then the majority of people coming to Yerushalayim are going to be Tahor, and therefore they'll be the middle of the road. Shebeemtza Tahor, and if you find saliva in the middle of the road now, you'll assume it's from those pilgrims, and the pilgrims are all Tahor. Shebetzdadin, who's walking on the side of the roads, those are people who are Tamei and don't want to be Matamei people in the middle of the roads, and therefore you have to assume that saliva on the sides of the roads is Tamei, and that came from a Tamei person, perhaps, and therefore you'll assume it's tummy. Shmepnehen mu'atin, since during the regel, during the pilgrimage festivals, the tummy people are in the minority, mistalkin, let's start in, they move off to the side of the road. And the halacha will be like Rabbi Yossi, that's the Rambam Paskins, and therefore we just say, like we said before, middle of the road is going to be most of the year in Yerushalayim, tummy side tahor. On the holidays, middle tahor, sides tummy, and outside of Yerushalayim, it's always assumed to be tummy.